A reading of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the cornfields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for people, and not people for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" Brothers and sisters, this is, when you think about it, a very challenging gospel. One way of reading it is that Jesus is relativizing all laws, is almost an anarchist, is challenging all laws, and one wonders how to live in society if there's no firm and stable laws. That's one way of looking at it. I don't think it's the only way. But still, it raises the question, what do we do about our laws and regulations? And this is about a religious law, in fact. The Catholic Church, like the other churches, have lots of laws. And there's a lot of controversy today about some of the laws. Think about abortion, for instance. Or think about the environment and other things. So what is the message about the law? Well, I think that what we have here, it's an attempt to put laws in perspective. If a law is an end in itself, it's applied without any sense of what the law is for, then there's a problem. And Jesus takes an example which is actually an absurd example. Of course, why is it unlawful to eat grain of wheat when you travel in the fields? He takes an extreme example. But when he starts responding to the Pharisees, he goes to something more serious. He deals with the hierarchy in the Jewish system between the priest and the laity, and he's challenging what is in effect a clerical system. Then it gets closer to common current problem of the church. We do have hierarchies, and lots of laws actually how to protect some duties of the hierarchy. So what do we do with this message, which could be understood as a major challenge to all laws and regulations in society? I think we just have to accept that laws are human, even religious laws, laws of the church, even if they aim at something beyond the human, something spiritual. At the end of the day, all our laws are human. And there are examples where laws actually are really a problem. I come from South Africa, and for a number of decades, the law was unjust, and people have learned to disobey the law. It was a good thing to disobey the law, because it was the law of apartheid, which is protecting the interests of a small part of the population. We also have the example of the debate about neoliberal system versus social democratic system. And a recent declaration of the Pope warns us about a society when there's a restrictive understanding of law, and when some people became very rich because in a certain way they manipulated the law in their interest. So it shows that we should not take laws for granted. They could be good and bad laws. They could be just and unjust laws. But then what is Jesus recommending? He's not here. He doesn't speak as a lawmaker. Definitely not. He's not a constitutionalist. But I think he gives us a very simple answer, which should actually guide constitutionalists and lawmakers, which should also guide all of us when we make little laws in our family, in our organizations, in our parish for those who work in a parish, in any company. We do make laws. And what is this message of Jesus? which puts laws in perspective, is that there's a law for a reason. Laws have a purpose. Law have a meaning. That's what he says, that when the Sabbath is for people and not people for the Sabbath. Laws are never an aim in themselves. It's a tool. It's a support structure to help us to live together, whether it's in society or as a church. Now, what he denounced in the Jewish system is that the system was perverse, that the laws became a rule, an aim in themselves, and had lost their purpose. So, my brothers and sisters, whether we have to obey laws or to make laws, we have to remember that. And remember that at the end of the day, it's people who are the main value. The well-being of us people, men, women, and children we live with. And we do need law. I don't think Jesus was an anarchist. In fact, he was not an anarchist. He did respect the laws of his time. But he shows that the laws are not the end of things. And the end of things is the us people who are created by God, also for a certain purpose. Amen.